Whereas approximately 60% of blind Americans over the age of 65 experiences loss, vision loss, and whereas resulting from their vision loss, individuals often become so frightened that they cannot perform simple tasks such as tying their shoes, boiling a pot of water, or preparing meals, walking around their own homes and neighborhoods, or keeping track of appointments, addresses, and telephone numbers. And whereas both funding for the service delivery of rehabilitation currently provided to blind seniors are woefully inadequate to assure that these individuals receive comprehensive training in the skills of blindness, and whereas many blind seniors remain unable to function independently and must rely on relatives or home health aides to accomplish even the simplest tasks, or may even be forced to go to nursing homes, not due to mental or other disability, but only due to their lack of training in the skills of blindness. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the National Federation of the Blind of New York State, Inc., in convention assembled this 11th day of November 2006 in the city of Syracuse, that this organization call upon the New York State Commission for the Blind and Visually Handicapped, CBVH, to seek from the New York State Legislature funding sufficient to assure comprehensive rehabilitation services for blind seniors, and be it further resolved that this organization call upon CBVH to work with the organized blind to determine the scope of services necessary to accomplish these ends.
Noted.
Oh, I did write the 11th. I'm sorry. I'll change that.
When this was drafted, the intent was to propose it yesterday. Right. Noted.
I'm sorry.
Noted. Have a motion and a second for due pass. Any comments? Any?
Mr. President,
Laura. We want more.
Wouldn't it interfere with that, or would it be incorporated?
It needs to be increased. What it says there is that monies are insufficient to accomplish the task.
Okay.
So the monies that are allocated are insufficient to the task.
So are you saying, Laura, that you don't feel that what we're saying is clear enough?
What I'm saying is, I think, I know when the money was originally funded was for services for senior citizens. I'm wondering if your resolution clarifies what we expect. I just wondered if it would confuse the issue.
I don't think so, because I think one of the whereases says that at the present time it's been our experience that we are woefully inadequate, and that people are still, despite the services, unable to navigate around their own homes, their own neighborhoods, boil a pot of water, take simple messages.
Yeah,
it's just not doing it, not enough to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're saying what you're doing, thanks for doing it, but you're not doing it adequately. So you got to do more, and it's going to take some more money. And government, put up for the seniors. Hold on. I got Mindy over here.
One more.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Laura. I think it said that. I think funding is insufficient. It says funding is insufficient. Yeah.
Funding and service delivery.
Funding
for and delivery of services.
Yeah, I just don't want them to put money in this, you know, to serve this resolution and then automatically deduct the other.
Oh, no, no. This is all for senior citizens. These are all for...
Okay.
If they do this, they're just throwing more money in the pot where this money already is. Mandy?
I'm sorry. I thought we were done.
No, we're not done until I say all in favor. And other questions or comments or discussion on it? Brian. Sure.
Finally, the last thing I'd say is I think that we have to be prepared for the possibility that while I agree that this could go in pretty quickly and it makes sense to strike while we can, so this could also take next year. It's expected that the state is going to be in a deficit. You may or may not be aware of approximately $2 billion this year. And I think you recognize, too, that can't base this on too many elders and not enough dollars, because the truth of the matter is we don't have any waiting lists to speak of. But I know that you're talking about the intensity of services, but I also want you to know that I think they may be out there too. The solution is outreach as well to get more people into the system. But to tell you the truth, they're not clamoring to get in right now from everything we do.
You answered your questions as you were speaking, because one of the problems is outreach, number one. We know there are blind seniors out there. They just don't know about you, number one. Number two, if this resolution passes, the implementation of it will become mine and the executive committee's charge. This organization will charge us with doing that. So, forming partnerships and working with other stakeholders would be our responsibility to do it or not to do it, depending on what other stakeholders do. We will be formulating here the position of this organization, and whether we have other stakeholders with us or not, this will be our position, what we feel is the moral right thing to do, and we will go forward with it like we did for 10 years before anybody joined us on Braille. So whether we have partners with us or not, it's not important. We think blind senior citizens are. At least not until everybody says aye, we think so. I'm anticipating passage of this. Therefore, we will determine at that point that blind senior citizens are one of our priorities, and we will go forward with help, hopefully without help if we must. Yeah, well, if this legislation passes, it will be my privilege and pleasure to work with CBVH. Let's find out if it will be. All in favor of this resolution, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It is my privilege and pleasure to work with you, Mr. Commissioner.